Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Now on ESPNU. By the way, you click more on the lower right-hand corner and then scroll down to live radio on the ESPN app. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of a nice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
We have a nation. We really are doing things in life.
Yeah. That's right. Whoever knew we have a nation.
Moving up the charts.
Hopefully they listened to Key and I last night in our two legs of the parlay. Uh-oh. Max, you not so much, but we'll get into that later.
I won my DraftKings League. That's the main thing. Let's focus on it.
Nobody's listening to me, Jay, so don't even mention my name in terms of listening to me because, you know.
Nobody's listening to you? What do you mean? It's football season. This is what you do.
I do hockey, too, now. Come on, now. You saw the ratings.
I do hockey. You saw
No, Jay and I were watching playoff hockey. He's big into hockey, Jay.
Now. Yeah, but, games, right. You know? But I'm big into it, too. Did you not get the memo? Did you not see the list of
the report?
All the different things, the reports? Come on, now.
Oh, yeah, expertise. So
big
listen,
in hockey, big in boxing. Bigger than you in boxing, Max.
Apparently, yeah. You know more about it.
I think you were at 49% or something like that. I was at 43, and Jay was at like 30-something in boxing.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
The Bills rolled. The Bills rolled the Titans.
He's really trying to get to it right from the top.
Because we have a lot to get.
We know.
Bills rolled the Titans.
How are you doing this morning, Max?
I'm doing not as good as if my parlay would have hit. What was your parlay? Well, you guys got your legs of the parlay right.
Yeah.
The Vikings were 2.5-point dogs, and I thought that they would win on the road based on the way they looked week one and based on my suspicion of Jalen Hurts from the pocket.
Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it was. He reverted back to a pumpkin. I thought he was starting to turn a corner. He did not. And Jalen Hurts, Eagles beat the Vikings at home 24-7. It was hard to believe at the half that, what was it, like 21-7?
21-7.
You thought it was going to be 40-something. Like, you know, they were smashing the Vikings in the first half. I have to say, Jalen Hurts, guys, to me now, looks like one of those guys. You know, one of those. This guy is different. You put him over in that category among the top quarterbacks. He has to continue to do it, but that's what he looked like last night. Key, are the Eagles better than we thought, or are the Vikings as bad as they looked week two?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a combination of both. I think the Eagles are better than what most people thought. The reason I say most people because I'm not going to put myself in that category. The beginning of the season, when they made all the acquisitions in the offseason and they went out and got A.J. Brown, and the people started saying that they got close to the Cowboys, and I had them deadlocked even with the Cowboys, and obviously Jalen Hurts has convinced me to push him over the top based on his play over the last 2 weeks. Obviously, one on the road in Detroit, then again here in at home against the Minnesota Vikings, he looked like a different player. He is a what I call a baller. Everybody gets caught up in this quarterback. Oh, he's got to drop back and keep his shoulder square and got to hit his back foot and let it rip. Okay, man, I'm looking for a dude that can play football. I don't give a damn about all the other stuff that people care about when at this position. I care about football players. Can that young man help me win? That's all I care about. And he showed me that he is one of those guys, as you mentioned, putting in another bucket. And he is in that bucket with the MVP candidate for me as of right now in terms of Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. I'm sliding him right over there. Okay, now there's always this second round tag of him with everybody feeling like they need to look at these other quarterbacks. Last year they felt that way on this year's draft. You hear the conversations coming up in 2023, Jay, about what they should do with their picks if Jalen Hurts doesn't look a certain way. Well, did he look good last night?
He did. They're not going to be – if he keeps doing this, Jay, they won't be looking for a quarterback in the draft. By the way, Josh Allen belong in that bucket too with those other guys? Running quarterbacks who could throw it down the field.
He's a different type of quarterback though, Max.
I guess they design runs for him.
Yeah, but he doesn't rely on his legs nearly. Even though they design the stuff for him, that's not his first, so to speak, option.
I mean, damn, he rushed for 53 yards last night, led them in rushing. That's a different conversation. I mean, I think Josh Allen, the best player in football right now with the way he's playing. But, Key, I think that's why yesterday when we were having that conversation, I asked you guys, Tua or Jalen, and Max said Tua because of the accuracy. You said Jalen, and I said Jalen because I think the upside, the potential for what he could be.
More athletic,
just can make plays with his feet.
I asked you a question, though, Max.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that Jalen Hurts? I'm not going to turn you into a pumpkin, but what makes you think that Jalen Hurts wasn't accurate, though?
No, it wasn't accurate. It was
his deep pass.
No. For me, it was seeing the middle of the field for Jalen Hurts.
But okay, so what made you think that he wasn't seeing the middle of the field?
I have a crazy Philadelphia Eagles fan in my life who sends me, all 22. Right? Like, I'm actually watching this stuff. So watching him carefully last year, he wasn't seeing the middle of the field. Right? Like, everyone has to improve on things. I didn't think he could never do it, but that's something I needed to see. And by the way, so like, it just so happens. Like, how did I know about Carson Wentz? I know one of my best friends is a sick Eagles fan. So I was very attuned to Carson Wentz because he won't shut up. I talk about the Giants. He talks about the Eagles. And I could see week over week when you're watching all 22, you can see the guy's getting worse and worse and worse. It's how I knew about Carson Wentz. Same thing about Jalen Hurts, where early on the team responded to him. He had a game, remember at the end of two seasons ago when he lost to Kyler Murray? But as Key would say, it's basically the same thing. He was basically flashing in that game like he was Kyler Murray. That's why when Key says you put him in that bucket, I get it. But then you need to see it consistently. You need to see him get better at some stuff. If he plays like he played last night, case closed. You just got to keep doing it.
But see, for me, when I look at somebody from a year ago, he essentially is a rookie. Because those four games with Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson and the whole craziness, I don't even throw that out the window. He was essentially a rookie.
New coaching staff, the whole thing. Yeah.
And he was a rookie. So he leads his team to the playoffs. They got off to a slow start. Whatever. He was in the playoffs when everybody else was at home. So when I look at that, only thing he's going to do in that situation, Jay, is continue to get better. There's more games that he played. He played 18 games a year ago, if you include the playoffs. He played 18 games a year ago. So now he's in his 20th game. He's going to be better. He's not going to be worse, especially when you add an experienced veteran who he really didn't use A.J. Brown much last night at all. A lot of everything that they were doing were going to Watkins and going to
Smith.
Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith is older and wiser and better now. Mm-hmm. So as you look down the line and you look at where they're at in their schedule, they've got a cakewalk into the bye. And even after the bye, they got the Commanders, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, a bye, the Steelers, and the Texans.
All right.
Come on now.
Listen.
Their schedule is set up for them to have the number one seed in the NFC.
We have lots of questions to answer still about this. This is why you guys are messing around on the top of the segment. I told you we have a lot to do. All right. Are the Eagles better than we thought, or are the Vikings as bad as they look? Is Jalen Hurts an MVP candidate? Has he turned a corner? His odds, by the way, to win MVP went from 14-1 to 8-1 off of last night's performance. That's a huge jump. But we must move on to the Bills. We will get back to this. Is there any doubt that the Bills are the best team in football? Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
So we just do the opening segment of the show. You guys can tell I'm champing at the bit. It's actually champing, not chomping. You know that? Champing at the bit to get
always
to
schooling people, Max.
To the meat and potatoes
always
of it.
What?
Always schooling people.
Schooling people.
It's
champing.
Chomping or
no,
champing?
It's champing at the bit. I was corrected on that years ago. Champing.
Well, I'm going to keep using chomping.
Chomping, right.
Because I don't champ when I chew.
So people know that what the hell you're talking about, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So and I want to get to the I know we're going to be up against the clock. It's going to be 09. No one's going to address the topic if we don't get to it. And you guys won't let me get to it. And then accuse me
we just want to
of
say
being
hi.
No fun.
We just want to say hi. How are you doing? How's your morning starting off? Any difficulties getting here via Uber? Any difficulties jumping on your Zoom? Just little things that, you know, make it feel like we're saying hello in the morning. Mm. It's basic, yeah, Max.
Yeah, I understand what you want to do, Max, but imagine this.
Yeah.
Somebody getting in their vehicle at 6 a.m. in the morning, East Coast time, 3 a.m. West Coast time. Mm-hmm. And
if they're in the vehicle at 3 a.m. West Coast time, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
And all they hear is, as soon as they turn the radio on at the top, oh, the Vikings and the Eagles, like, if they wanted that, Max,
yeah,
they'd just do the all night.
I agree. If it were up to me, we would just be, you know, doing very, very loose, but we have certain things to do. This is the morning show, doing a very loose show. This is the morning show on the network. Right, we have to set the agenda for the day. There's a whole kind. There's TV things to tie in.
We're going to set the agenda. Trust me. I've had a long conversation with a few producers on a couple other shows that I'm on later in the afternoon to let them know if when you steal our stuff,
yeah, credit us.
Give us the credit.
It's that simple. It's that simple. That's all we ask for.
That's right.
Just say then KJM, it's not stealing at the bottom.
The best thing about
stealing.
But the best thing about crediting people is now you can use all their stuff. It's legal stealing when you credit people.
What is it plagiarism?
Yeah.
Would that apply to this?
Well, yes. If you don't credit someone, you're plagiarizing. Yeah.
Yeah. So they just changed the name from Max to Cat. Mm. You know, J. Will and Cat Nation. And I didn't get it. You know,
Cat Nation.
Yeah, they just change it and then they say, well, we didn't get it from them. We used it on our own. It's like, man, stop lying. You never came up with that thought a day in your life.
When I feel bad sometimes when I'm saying something, if I'm on the air and I'm saying something I know I heard this from somewhere, I'll actually stop and say, I apologize.
Gotta give it credit.
I cannot remember who said this, but, and then I'll say it.
Gotta give it credit to who said it first. That's all.
Why? I don't know if I'm gonna give credit. Why would they give credit, Jay, when they came up with that great thought about Kevin Durant? Yeah. Even though Jay said it 5 days ago.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and you can listen to us live wherever you are on the app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I think this is a terrible segment. We shouldn't do it anymore. What else are we going to do? Let's not do this segment today.
Why not?
That's a stupid segment.
You made a bad pick?
Stupid segment. Who thought of this stupid segment?
You did.
Damn.
Bridge looks pretty, man.
Yeah.
The weather's perfect, though, Key. Trying to tell you, this time of year, the weather's perfect.
The weather's perfect out here, too. Yeah.
Will you let New York have its weather just moment
in
the fall when it's not raining?
Out here, too. Now, I'm the one who brought up the bridge. What are you talking about,
That's
Max?
That's true. You did. You said it was
your
nice.
Your legs folded in your arms. And, I know. You're looking like a teacher.
Let's keep talking about this instead of the parlay. I don't want to talk about the parlay today for some reason.
Why? Because you ruined it with your leg?
Come with stupid parlay.
Is his legs crossed?
Yeah, they cross.
I can tell.
It's when it gets tight.
No, I can tell they're crossed. Ah.
I literally looked at you yesterday. I was like, yo.
Jay got my number,
you're
man.
You're taking the Vikings?
Well, I was doing this. Hold on. So people.
I was like, you're taking the Vikings? I looked at you. I was like, you're taking the Vikings?
All right.
You said it with confidence.
Here are the KJM Monday parlay results. I would like to say ahead of time that I won my DraftKings league. Now.
I called the Bills easy.
Key took the over on Jalen Hurts' total passing yards.
Easy.
Jalen Hurts smashed it. 239.5, or a hook, as Key says, was the over-under. He hit 333. So, Key, you had almost 100 yards over the over-under. You got it. Jay.
Easy.
Had Buffalo. They were given 10 points.
Easy.
So he's like, yeah, they're gonna cover that. They did it easily. Won by 30. And I looked, and Minnesota was on the road.
You chose Kirk Cousins
in prime
on the road
time.
In prime time Monday Night Football.
Well, I wasn't white about that, was I, Jay?
No, yeah, I don't know why you did that, Max. I tried to tell you.
Because let me tell you what my thing
was. It's not even about Kirk Cousins as much as it is about that team is a good team. There's no question about it. They are solid. They're a solid team. But when you look at it, that youth on the Philadelphia Eagles side is vicious.
Yep.
And if you negate and you take out Justin Jefferson, like they did yesterday with Darius Slay and company.
Slay was great.
And you depend on Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen's best years are way behind him, man. Mm-hmm. They're so far behind him. I hear people that, oh, the Vikings got the best receiving core. I'm like, where? Who? Outside of Justin Jefferson. Adam Thielen is at least 4 years removed from the guy that we once remember as the guy.
Right.
And so I looked at that, and I'm like, nah, that's not – they're not.
But you know what? The way they looked week one, Jay.
1 second, though. I hear you. My only thing is Kirk Cousins is now 2-10 in Monday Night Football.
Yep.
So to me, as a quarterback, in those big moments, I've yet to see him arrive, right? He personifies mediocrity to me. And for him to throw 3 interceptions last night, just to see him be picked apart, it just – that's kind of who they are in those type of games. That's
why
I went the opposite way.
I agree. May I defend myself?
Sure.
So
you thought they'd make the turn?
No, yeah. Here's the thing. I've been killing Cousins for years on that. How many times have I said he's an empty calorie stat guy, right? If you need 8 yards, he gets you 6. I saw that forever. He was awful in prime time, didn't want him, wouldn't want him as my quarterback. I'm rooting for people generally. I want to see them do well. And so he won in prime time. I started noticing those calories started stop being so empty. He started playing more winning football. And then I see them week one look the way they did, and I thought, maybe he's turned a corner. I got a hunch he's turned a corner, but I was not right. Kirk Cousins is who he is. He's a middle-of-the-pack type quarterback who does not excel under the bright lights. But what Key said is right. The Eagles have, on both sides of the ball, they got real talent, and they totally controlled that game. What was it, 24-7 at the end? Right, 24-7, it's up on the screen. It felt like more than that. It felt like by the half, you thought it was going to be 38 to something, you know?
Yeah.
Not much.
Would you like to tell people our overall parlay record?
No.
No? You don't want to talk about it?
I don't.
I think we should talk about it. Key's 2-1. I'm 1-2. Max is 0-3.
As I said, it's a stupid segment. We shouldn't do it anymore. That's how I feel about
it. Sorry.
Whose idea was this segment anyway?
I'm 2-1, but that's all right. I mean, I should be undefeated. I don't know what I missed. But 2-1, I'll take that. It's early. It's the early season.
I hate this segment.
Wait, how am I 2-1?
I like it better if I start to win.
If there's only been – wait, how are we
– We did 3 picks so far.
Oh,
you hit
did,
on 2, you missed 1.
We did Thursday, and we did – okay.
Have we hit any parlays all together, though? Like, forget about our records in parlay. We haven't hit a single parlay. And obviously, if one of the members is 0-3, there's no way to hit a parlay, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a stupid question.
Considering
if I'm 0-3, you can't hit a parlay.
Well, actually, a lot of people around us have hit their parlays. They just faded us. That's what you do.
Right.
That's what Yates
they
faded
us. Yeah, they faded us for sure.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, I have prevented this show from hitting a single parlay. Single-handed.
There you go, Max.
Well, that's when it becomes all about me at that point. I got to leave you alone. Let you dangle out there by yourself.
I can't do it. I changed the first one. What did I took? I took the under on Stafford's yards. And then he was, oh, the elbow's fine. And then I took the over on Stafford's yards. And I should have stayed with the under.
One report you heard on the show all of a sudden changed your mind.
Yeah. And also, Key was telling me. And see, it's all Key's fault. Key, you were telling me that, oh, his elbow's fine. It's all nonsense.
Who?
Stafford.
They couldn't protect him.
Yeah, it may not
have been. Come on now. They couldn't protect him.
All right.
He still put the ball in the air. He just couldn't protect him. When you got Von Miller breathing down, have you ever had Von Miller breathing down your neck, Max?
I've never experienced Von Miller's breath on my neck.
Not on that team.
Yeah. Imagine it this way. Just imagine this. Not Von Miller. Not Von Miller. But imagine a dude rolling up to you at the local liquor store. Mm-hmm. He just chewed 8 cloves of garlic.
Yeah,
he had
right.
a 40-ounce beer. Mm-hmm. He smoked a pack of cigarettes, and he drank some coffee, and he breathing on you. Would you like that?
I wouldn't like it.
So imagine what Stafford was feeling with Von Miller in his face on a consistent basis.
Plus,
even thinking about Von Miller.
The Bills, both sides of the ball. By the way, did it feel like the Eagles – were almost like a little mini Bills in the sense that both sides of the ball, they looked real good. You know what I mean? Like, so far this season, the Bills have been the best team in football, clearly. The Eagles look like a little mini version of that to me. Mobile quarterback, making all the throws, dominant defense. You know, they really roll. I mean, again, 24-7 doesn't explain the game.
No, I think when you look at the Bills, though, for two games against the Rams and then the Titans, they went from the first quarter to fourth quarter unleashing, right? They just where the Eagles, you know, they the first game, you know, won a game, was a little clunky along the way, and they got out of there with a W, where they dominated the Vikings last night, where I turned the game off early from the Bills. At that point, it was time to go back and forth. I wasn't just sitting there watching the Bills game. The only time I was switching to the Bills game last night is when it was a timeout, a commercial timeout, away from Troy and Buck in the Eagles game to go back to the Bills because it was so over so early.
Exactly. I watched almost exclusively Eagles because it was a more interesting game.
It was more interesting.
How prolific the Bills' offense is that they had their first punt of the season last night.
By the way,
first punt of the season. So all this talk, I know Brian Daboll is the head coach of the New York Giants now and wondering if that offense is going to miss a beat. Ken Dorsey and these guys have not missed one beat at all. Their offense looked prolific again.
They haven't punted in 4 of the last 7 games. And one of those games was against the Chiefs in the playoffs where it seemed like they didn't punt.
That's unreal. Good. That's good for Ken Dorsey, though, because I was the one person beating the drum on trying to figure out what he was going to be about. Now, look. 2 games in. Their schedule, as they like to say, the slate of games coming up for them is going to be tough. They're not going to wind up being a just run through the NFL. Now, their schedule, I'm telling you, they got the Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati's, and they still got the Pittsburghs. They still got tough games in front of them. They got Miami, Jay, your team, your guy, Tua.
They got
him. They
got
to go down to Miami. I mean, all of those sort of things could come and get them. I do believe, though, that they'll win the division. I do believe that they'll probably have a first or the second seed within the AFC conference. But by no stretch of imagination is this going to be a cakewalk for this team.
At Dolphins, at Ravens, home versus Steelers, at Chiefs, home
absolutely.
Versus Packers.
I'm not worried.
That's not easy. Yeah,
if I were them, that would not be my concern. If they keep playing football like this, they should win those games. The question is this: if I'm a Bills fan, I'm nervous because, wait, this is how I want to look at the end of the season. I look like this in the beginning of the season. I need to look like this at the end. But if they keep playing like this, none of those teams are going to beat them. Is there any doubt they're the best team in the NFL? At this moment, I don't think so. I think at this moment they've proven so far. At this moment, they're the best team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills. The Eagles were impressive in their win over the Vikings, obviously. Where does Key have them in his rankings?
Don't worry about that.
Of best teams in the league. Do we have to still keep doing this parlay segment, or can we?
Are the Dolphins in Key's top rankings?
Can we retire it now until
no,
I win?
Huh? They're not.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
I'm the smartest guy in the box, so I like that too.
Keys Real Rankings.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPNU. Click More on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio on the ESPN app. You can listen to us live anywhere. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Keys Real Rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today, 877-ASK-DELL.
Wake up, Mike.
Yep, there's Mike Tannenbaum with us, our very own personal GM.
He's talking to another GM.
I was just doing a little studying here, so I'm ready to go, Key.
Talking to another GM for bad trades. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, he got two firsts for you. What are you talking? And sent you where you wanted. And sent you to a Super Bowl team. You should thank him. Key's Real Rankings, Key. This is the best teams in the NFL week two. Take it away.
Yeah, this is the Super Bowl odds coming with you. And in my rankings, I move it around. So this is the top seven, Mike, just in case you were wondering. As Stephen A. would say, it's fluid. It can move around week to week, but let's start at number seven, plus 1,800, the Baltimore Ravens. And look,
number seven.
They sit at number seven. I know they squandered a lead. They spotted the Miami Dolphins, and then they messed around and lost that game late in the fourth quarter. Tua did what he was supposed to do. Tyreek Hill, Waddle came and got him. But you can't take away from Lamar Jackson the way that they played. You can't think that they're going to continue to do this all year long. That was an outlier. It won't happen again.
Number Yates. Six.
The Green Bay Packers, plus 1,400. And I know Minnesota Vikings took them to the woodshed in the Twin Cities, but yet and still they bounced back at home against the Chicago Bears. I know, Chicago Bears. Oh, how you going to say that? Who knows what Green Bay's all about? As long as 12 is their quarterback, they're going to be in the mix for the NFC Conference and find themselves making a deep run into the playoffs.
Number five.
Number five. Woo, Jay couldn't wait for me to get here. Number five, the Miami Dolphins. Tua. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. You put Tua in this situation. Super Bowl odds for them, plus 2,500. Now, do I really think that they're going to go to the Super Bowl? No, I don't. Do I think they're going to win the division? No. Are they going to make the playoffs? Possibly, if they continue to play this way. Tua's got to start off like he ended the game, though. Can't be a last-second heroic touchdown to win games. Let's move on from here, Yates.
Number four.
Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went into New Orleans. Not only did they win the game, they also seemed like they won the fight a little bit there. Plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. That's their odds. Tom Brady's a quarterback. He wears 12 just like Aaron Rodgers. As long as he's on the football field and on the team, they're probably going to win the division, have an opportunity to possibly win the conference and get back into a Super Bowl. But if they don't keep him upright and those receivers don't come back healthy, they'll be sitting at home with us.
Number three,
we watched it last night, the Philadelphia Eagles, plus 1,300. And I know, oh, my God, I hear it all the time. The Eagles got draft picks. They're looking at C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. They like the quarterback out of Tennessee. Oh, what about this guy at Arkansas? Oh, what about all day long? That's all I've been hearing for about the last year and a half. But last night didn't change your mind about Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles? Then you obviously don't know what you're watching. You're watching an athlete. You're watching a football player, a guy that can help you win games and keep your job. Nobody cares about the quarterback per se position, a guy standing tall in the pocket, not using his feet, looking down the gun barrel. Yeah, that's all cute and all, but I want this guy, Jalen Hurts, as my quarterback. Move on.
Number two.
The Kansas City Chiefs at plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. James ought to be proud of this. They sit at number two in my real ranking. You know, Kansas City's probably going to win the West. They're probably going to be matched up against the Bills in the AFC Championship game, the one or the two seed. They're either going to play at home again for like the 20th time, or they're going to be on the road in Buffalo. As long as you got 15, just like having 12 and 12, you're going to find yourself making a deep playoff run.
Number one.
And number one, another team that we watched just unleash on the Tennessee Titans. I felt so bad for Coach Vrabel and what they did last night. They completely shut down Derrick Henry on the defensive side of the ball. Josh Allen looked like the best player in the National Football League again after looking like that against the Los Angeles Rams. He did it against Tennessee. And Stephon, I don't even know. Mike, you got to explain this to me. When you are scouting a guy like Stephon Diggs and he comes up and he runs a 4.75 or something, but then he goes to the field and he dominates the way he did last night and the way he's been doing pretty much his entire career, how do you miss on that? People that makes these decisions.
How do you miss that? How did you miss
Stephon
Diggs?
The Bills are at plus 400, the number one team in my real ranking.
Mike, explain yourself.
How does that happen, Mike?
Yeah, there's a difference between play speed and time speed, and it's an imperfect science, and Stephon Diggs is one of thousands of mistakes or, you know, missing by a few rounds. You know, he's a guy that's not overly big. He's not a guy that's overly fast. But when he plays fast. He's an incredible route runner. I would say Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams, in my opinion, guys, are probably the two best route runners now. And the way he can change speeds and accelerate, so maybe his 40 time isn't fast, but there's something known as the flying 20, which is how fast you run from the 20 to the 40, and more teams are using that because now you're not worrying about
you're
the
in your route already, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so those are the dulcet tones of Mike Tannenbaum you're listening to, our very
yeah,
own
I just, I needed
personal
to know
GM
that.
Here on ESPN Radio.
I needed to know that because I was sitting there watching the game last night, and when he ran the post, not alone the slant for the touchdown when it was ripped up on his shoulder, but when he ran that post and he hit that dude on the stick and he separated from him, I was like, how the hell did they draft him in the fifth round? What's wrong with these people?
It's called the Flying 20.
By the way, though, Mike, actually, if you're Davante Adams watching Diggs last night, you're wondering, damn, I want Derek Carr to start targeting me like that in game two.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers may realize they were better together.
Ooh. What do you think, Key?
No, I'm not worried about that. If I'm Davante Adams, they gave me 17 opportunities in week one. They went away from giving me the football to make sure that Waller and Renfro got involved. They win the football game even though, Mike, they should have won this game even with the two catches. They should have won. When we're having this conversation on the plane ride home, or they were at home better yet, when we're in the locker room walking to our cars, Mike, we're having a conversation as we let that one get away. We should have won this game. We screwed it up. They're not sitting there saying, we got to get Davante Adams the ball more. We'd have won if we'd have got him the ball more.
So if we're looking at things through the principle of they should have won this game, then you can make the case that the Chargers should have beat the Chiefs at home, right, if it weren't for that 100-yard or 99-yard interception.
You mean, Jay, right? Well, the
team that's not on the list.
The third-best team in captivity, the L.A. Chargers, absolutely. And what's interesting to me, guys, like football is such a game of detail. I think they're one of the three best teams, Key. You don't have them in the top seven
right
now?
No, I don't. They might be seven. I mean, they might be eight if I had eight. I punished them. And the reason I punished them is because they beat the Raiders. Derek Carr gave them three picks. And then they wind up not in the moment that they needed to. Pull it and grab it. We're all watching, Mike. It's Joe Burrow against Patrick – not Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert against Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God. They got to go on the road, and they got to do this.
What about that, Mike?
What did we say, Mike, at the beginning of the season for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen? Ooh, they need a statement game. Let's see if they can go on the road and beat the Rams, the Super Bowl champs. And, Mike, they went out there. They went on the road. They beat the Rams. I wanted the Chargers to take that same test, Max, and give me the answer, they failed.
It seems to me what Key is saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Key, that some franchises are snake bit, and they have to show you that they can overcome that. The Chargers have not been to the playoffs with Justin Herbert. Chargers going to Charger. You know, big moment of the game. There's the turnover. I think that's what he's getting at. About that?
But here's what I would say, guys. Like, football, just think about this. Like, the margin of difference right now between the Chargers and the Chiefs is Gerald Everett has that 32-yard play. He puts his hand up. The Chargers are clearly going no huddle. That was a game plan decision they made, which is really smart for three reasons. One, it keeps the opposing defense on the field, minimizes crowd noise, and it makes the opposing defense vanilla. Gerald Everett's putting up his hand. He wants it out of the game. They don't see it. Their play caller happens to be up in the box. Someone needs to alert the play caller that even though we're going to go no huddle, we have to...
It's organizational, Mike, to Key's point. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that could be the difference between the Chiefs winning the West and the Chargers, because that's the one play that separated the game.
No, you're 100% right, because if he expands, as you know, Mike, he stick and stays and drives back down. Herbert puts it right on him, but because his legs was dead, all he can do was fall back. He opens up the gate, boom, 99 going the other way. It doesn't matter. They still lost the game.
But, Mike, when
you lose the game, that's what happens.
When you see, like, Keenan Allen not being on the field, even though what this defense has done, like, they're still one of the top teams
in the
conference.
But, see, Jay, I can then combat that and say, well, Kansas City was missing their young stud first-round pick at the defensive back position for them. You know what I'm saying?
But then, Key, you also combat it by saying it was one game, though. I mean, we talk out of the left side and then the right side by saying for some teams it's applicable that it's one game and they'll be fine. And then for another team, it's not one game. It's a bigger –
But to Key's larger point, it seems to me. He's saying some franchises have a history of this sort of thing. And until they show you that organizationally they have their act together, you're going to assume the Parcellian comment train of thought that Key put me up on. Nothing good ever happens for that guy, right? Or something good always happens for that guy. You look at the Chargers and you go, nothing good ever happens for them.
Actually, guys, you know, like, look, we're all parents here. And the expression Coach Parcells used to tell me was, so his dad was a labor negotiator. And he used to say, son, I'm not saying you're guilty, but certain irrefutable facts keep locating themselves in your proximity.
Yeah, well, that
like,
one.
But Cincinnati, does that change your opinion?
I've heard that one 100 times.
Right?
Like, it changed my opinion on Cincinnati.
It's the reason that Burrow gets so much credit, because he overcame a losing culture, right? He turned it around.
By the way, in terms of the top seven, if you guys were asking me like 2 weeks ago, I would say, oh, Cincinnati's in the top five. Like, to me, they're the biggest disappointment, guys, because giving up 13 sacks in 2 weeks –
yeah.
You go out and get three new offensive linemen and Karras, Kappa, and Lyle Collins. Gosh, like, I don't think there's any way Joe Burrow makes it through the season. And, you know, like, there's a lot of teams. Like, obviously, I think we all think the Chargers can get up in Key's top seven. But, like, the Bengals, to me, they may go from being a Super Bowl loser to not making the playoffs.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah. I said at the beginning of the year, Max looked at me like I had frogs on my face.
Oh, man, they lost two close games. Give him a second to get it together.
But their quarterback's not going to make it through this season.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
No, it's real. That's real. I can't argue that. They did lose
two close games.
Yep.
But guess what? It's the Bengals.
Bengals go to Bengals.
Those same 13 sacks that Mike just mentioned, they were winning those games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing them now.
Yep. What about the Ravens? The reason I bring it up is I thought this is Lamar Jackson's year. They're going to win the Super Bowl. But there are two things. Just like the Bengals, you can locate offensive line. That's a problem. The two things for me is guys were so wide open down the field against that secondary. And even more than that, a fundamental issue for me, Mike, they cannot run the ball unless Lamar Jackson is running.
Right. So one thing I would say early in the season, guys, when you look at the Ravens secondary, they were out there with their first-round pick, Kyle Hamilton, fourth-round pick, Jalen Armon-Davis. Late in the Jet game, Kyle Fuller was out for the year. He tore his ACL. So they got really young, really fast. Marcus Peters is working his way back from injury. And I think that was a really bad matchup for the Ravens from a standpoint. They're out there with two rookies. Now, look, you got to give Tua credit because we see blown coverages all the time in the NFL. Not all quarterbacks take advantage of it. So we got to give Tua credit. But I think the Ravens will get better because of their inexperience in the secondary. And then on the other side of the ball, Max, J.K. Dobbins hasn't played. So I think that will answer a lot of those questions because they couldn't run the ball in the second half. And that, as much as Miami had all those fireworks, if Baltimore made one or two more first downs, they never would have had that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's a blocking issue on the line.
Yeah, I feel like the Ravens will be fine. They'll figure it out, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I do want to ask you, I think the most disappointing team, you bring up a good point with the Bengals, but to me it's the Colts, right? We kept talking about them being a quarterback away. They get Matt Ryan. I mean, for them to tie the Texans, right, and then to literally get shut out of a game against the Jags, it's been a horrific start for Frank Reich.
Yeah, Jay, it's getting late early in Indy, and it goes back to the quarterback position. You know, it's weird the whole Andrew Luck situation happens. Jacoby Brissett goes in, plays pretty good football. Then they move on from him, and then they're like, okay, and just go right through the lineage, right? They try Carson Wentz. They try Matt Ryan. They try Phillip Rivers. None of these quarterbacks are working. That's five different quarterbacks that they've tried, and knowing that owner and the way his proclivities, it is getting late early, and to not have a win against either Houston or Jacksonville is really a big concern. And Matt Ryan looks like he's really close to the end.
That, by the way, which is why you get him for a third-round pick, right? Like, I'm sorry. If I know they sent him to where he wanted to go, but if there was any marketplace for him in a quarterback-hungry league, you get more than a third-round pick. Since Jimmy Garoppolo's taken over now.
What a pro.
In San Francisco, I think of them as Super Bowl contenders because when he's healthy, they always are, right? Do you think that Indianapolis missed on Garoppolo in retrospect by opting for Ryan?
100%. And especially that offensive line isn't what it once was, especially at left tackle. They're playing with Matt Pryor. So Jimmy Garoppolo is a lot more athletic than what Matt Ryan is now at his age. So I think Garoppolo would have been a much better decision for them than Matt Ryan.
Oof. That's some tough break right there. I want to get back to the Bills with Josh Allen, Jay.
Yeah, I just have one more question real quick. So, Key, I'm just curious, like your terminology. So you punished the Chargers.
Yeah, I punished them.
But you didn't punish the Ravens.
They've been in the playoffs with Lamar
Jackson. No, I didn't punish the Ravens because
but their defense was horrible.
I didn't punish the Ravens simply because the Ravens were running away with the game. On top of running away with the game, the secondary is young, inexperienced. On top of the secondary being young and inexperienced, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they've been in the playoffs every single year that the quarterback, by the way, who won an MVP, has taken him to the playoffs every single year he's been a full-time starter. So I'm not punishing him for that reason. And I think if he stays healthy, this team can challenge in the AFC for sure, find themselves possibly in the AFC Championship game either against Kansas City or against Buffalo.
Jay,
that's why they don't
Key
get punished.
Well.
Miami Dolphins football team, I know you love them. You're a Tua guy. I get it, Jay. It's all
I
in.
Just, I know I want to see. I want to see Tua. Think. I want to see Tua win in the midst of people saying he can't do it.
I get it, I understand that. There's nothing wrong with being a fan of a guy who's doing well.
You talk about the youth of their secondary. Man, they had Tyreek Hill in single, like one-on-one coverage on the outside.
But that's
like,
the inexperience.
That's
the
coaching.
New play caller. That's the new defensive coordinator and the inexperience of those guys. It's not taking anything away from the Miami Dolphins.
Key.
I'm just not punishing the Baltimore Ravens.
Key, let's cut to the chase here. Jay, we know each other. We get to know each other. You do a radio show for 4 hours a day for a year. You get to know each other very well. We know what it is with Key. They have not been to the playoffs with Justin
Absolutely.
Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens not only have been to the playoffs, but every year they do better when Lamar Jackson's healthy. They fail miserably. Then they fail by a little. Then they win. He's seen it. So he's not giving the Chargers the benefit of the doubt and giving the Ravens. I actually think that's fair, Mike, to give the benefit of the doubt to the team you've seen who did it. No?
Well, no. That's fair, but I also say, like, okay, who could get better? To Key's point, I think those two young DBs will get better. I think Mike McDonald came. He did the Harbaugh shuttle. He came from the University of Michigan, went to John Harbaugh. I think he'll get better. But I also think that Justin Herbert, who's fourth in the league to win the MVP here, is going to continue to get better and better. And guys, if we were starting a team today, the conversation would be around Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert.
Yep.
And
yep.
I would put Herbert right there with the rest. Because he is, if you were building a quarterback in a lab, he looks like the perfect guy.
Yep.
But Mike, the Chargers' problem isn't Justin Herbert. It's not just Justin Herbert's given us everything that we look for in a quarterback, right? He's done everything that he's supposed. It wasn't his fault that Everett floated out on the stick route. It wasn't his fault that he didn't retrace back down. His legs was too heavy. I'm not punishing Herbert. I'm punishing the Chargers for setting me up for failure.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks for a second. By the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Tannenbaum, our very own personal GM with us here
yes.
at ESPN. I want to talk about the quarterbacks,
trades.
And especially Josh Allen. We all have our own kind of personal biases, right? Mm-hmm. And here's where I think I am with Josh Allen. Because he is clearly having the best season so far, and he was great at the end of last year. And I should give him extra credit for taking step after step, getting better and better and better with those raw tools he has. But it's hard for me to overcome the fact that first time I saw Patrick Mahomes, I said, that's it, boy. First time I saw Justin Herbert, I thought, oh, my God. And they've gotten better since then. Whereas Josh Allen, you saw raw material, and year over year over year, he's gotten better. But at this moment, Mike, hard to make an objective case so far that he's not number one, right?
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has gotten better. You know, coming out of Wyoming, he brought up a great point. How does Stephon Diggs go in the fifth round? Well, how does Josh Allen not go number one overall? He was not accurate at Wyoming, and he has gotten better. And I think it's a great reminder, guys, that the quarterback is a developmental position. Patrick Mahomes sat for a year. Tua's gotten better. Jalen Hurts has gotten better. So before we eviscerate all these guys, they do get better. But Josh Allen has the character and all the ability in the world, and it's – look at the AFC. Like, when you think about Lamar Jackson, you think about him, Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, like, those four guys.
Not to mention Joe Burrow, by the way.
That's the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
Or, by the way, and I hate to say it because he hasn't played in a while, Deshaun Watson when he's on the field.
We'll see what that is. But see, Mike, when they go back and they do these scouts and they look at this stuff and they say, well, he wasn't accurate at Wyoming, he was throwing to me and you at our age right now in Wyoming. Them dudes were so bad. Not one receiver is in the National Football League off his team. Not one.
Zach Wilson doesn't have that offensive line at BYU anymore in the NFL, right? Like, it does make a difference.
Yeah.
That is Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen. Some Chicago Bears fans are upset with Justin Fields right now. Was he taking a shot at Bear fans after the Green Bay loss? We'll explain. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.